What is going down, everyone? It's time for Mojo Break the Hype. This is episode number 209. We got some stuff to talk about. All sports are in full swing almost. It seems like this is the greatest time of year for sports cards. We're going to talk Silver Prisms over the last 3 years, the two main guys from each class, look at their pop report and dissect, you know, who's maybe worthy of an investment. We're going to go over some mean tweets because the internet's been mean lately, man. My feelings have been getting hurt lately. But there's some tweets that have been directed and Instagram posts that have been directed towards Panini and Topps. I find them very humorous, so we're going to dissect and talk about that. We also got a breaking news of Luca and his mother. You know, we've talked about it on the Hype before. There was some sleuths out there that figured some stuff out, so we're gonna talk about that. And what's up, guys? Is this not the best time of year for sports cards?
Yep.
It's definitely going to start being the most busiest time for sports cards coming up here soon within the next couple months.
You got basketball season coming up. Got the new crop of rookies there. You get to see how last year's crop of rookies, you know, perform in their second year, third year for some of the rookies. So, I mean, make or break year for Trae Young, maybe.
Yep.
He has to take it to the next level.
Yep. Probably make or break for Luka too, right?
No, but
Luka's the GOAT.
He's already cemented no matter what.
I think
he's
Hall of Famer.
I hope we talk about this today. I don't know if we are. I don't know what's on the docket for today, but Luka, I put him in the same like he's the chosen one, kind of like Patrick Mahomes is. But I do want to talk about Patrick Mahomes. I don't know if we're talking about him today, but at some point,
let me know how you feel though.
No, I mean, briefly, I guess I'll touch on it. Like Luka obviously feels like the chosen one. Like, he's the next, like, Patrick Mahomes was always the next Tom Brady, right? But I wanted to, like, since we're not going to bring it up today on today's episode about his cards or how he's playing recently, but I feel like, dude, can we have to start talking to, like, maybe pump. I know, like, people have so much money invested in Patrick Mahomes, but maybe we need to start pumping the brakes a little bit on him.
You calling him a scrub?
I'm not calling him a scrub, bro, but and I know people watching and listening are gonna be like, dude, Sierra is a freaking Raider fan. He's the most biased guy in the world. But dude, like, just watching him this year, like, maybe the motivation isn't there anymore, but like, he underthrows all of his guys so much this year. He's not the same player that he was the last 2 years at all.
Could we say that maybe they are one dimensional? They don't have a running game. Last year they had Williams, and they had a couple other guys they can like toss in there. Edwards-Helaire, I don't think, is the guy.
Yeah.
They did lose Eric Fisher. I know he didn't play in the Super Bowl, but he was there all year. Losing that type of offensive lineman, you can't just replace him overnight. Their defense hasn't really been that great.
Defense has been so a little tough.
Atrocious.
Are they a playoff team?
Yeah, I don't know.
See, I'm going to double down. I think it's time to buy him. I'm scooping him
but
up.
But he isn't going down, though.
He is a little bit.
Not like he ain't going down to where it's a good deal, but how about you?
People got a shiny new toy. It's called Josh Allen.
Oh, I thought you meant Justin Herbert.
Well, that too.
Justin Herbert and Josh Allen is probably real hot right now.
Yeah.
And Kyler, are we not talking about Kyler? Will Kyler go 17-0 and we're just like, yeah, I'd probably invest in Allen or Burrow or Herbert.
He didn't have a touchdown to the third quarter. He's lucky that the Niners inept at being from an offensive standpoint, because he got his arm hurt. I don't know how, if he's going to be able to be out there again with the hurt arm. Bosa tackled him pretty hard. Didn't look the greatest out there against a great defense, but he is 5-0, so he's at the top of the pedestal. But back to the Mahomes thing, I think, and I'm not saying you're overreacting, but I think there's a lot of people in the hobby that are. So,
like, I haven't looked.
I'm gonna be looking for those auctions.
I haven't looked at his prices, and like, I don't. I hope that like people who are invested in him, I hope he does become the next prime breeder. I'm not hating on it at all. I'm saying we need to start talking about it, because I'm watching him and I'm like, either this guy's not motivated anymore, or like you say, like, there are some issues on the offensive line, and you know, their running game is not there. Their defense is really bad. So it's a combination of things, not necessarily maybe just all on Patrick Mahomes, but that magic that he's always able to pull off the last 2 years, it hasn't been there this year at all. Like, yeah. I'm watching him seriously. Like, he, a lot of throws, like you say, that's an easy throw he's going to make. He's going to make that because he's an incredible quarterback and got a great arm. He's like under throwing guys over and over in every single game. I'm like,
might be panicking. He's getting hit a little bit.
I think they'll be all right unless Andy Reid emailed a few people. You know what I mean? So I think they'll be fine. I think they'll figure it out.
Also, dude, speaking of real quick on Herbert as well, and I agree, he's been playing amazing. He looks amazing.
Yeah.
An amazing quarterback. Like we talked about it last week on last week's show. But dude, did you guys watch the broadcast when they played the Niners, or not the Niners, the Raiders on Monday Night Football a couple weeks ago? And the analysts on there were like, he's a Hall of Famer. Guaranteed Hall of Famer.
They did not say that.
On Mahomes level. Yeah. The guy, I don't know who, it wasn't Steve Young. It was like the you know, when they were waiting for the game to start because the thunderstorm.
Oh, and they had it in the studio, Tony Dungy?
No, it was, there was the ones that the folks that were on the field. It was Steve Young. I forgot who else was on the field with him. But what the other male that was down there on the field, when he's like, he's a definite surefire Hall of Famer.
Wow, that's
I was like, pump your brakes, bro. This is his second season.
Yeah, he did look good, that's for sure. Well, a lot of you guys that listen to our podcast don't know that we do breaks. We do breaks, and we have a brand new, very own Mojo Break collection that's releasing this Friday. First two cases are already sold out, and they went quick. So get your guys' spots. It's all these names we just talked about are in the product. 28 total cases made. Luka. We've got LeBron. We got Jordan. We got Mahomes. We got Acuna. We got Trout. All the big names in this set and pivotal rookies all in the collection. 10 to 15 cards per case, 45 total spots. Teams comboed up based on strength. It's multi-sport, so there's even some soccer and some hockey stuff in there as well. And all the big NBA, all the big baseball, all the big football names in the set. So get your spots before it's gone because those runs go quick. So, and that's the other thing about us. We're doing podcasts, but we also open the product as well. So we'll be able to pick out the right cards that are going to be going in a buyback, put up the right breaks. C-Raz breaks are insane, so check out mojobreak.com for that. And yeah, a lot of stuff going down. And wanted to give a shout out to Slab Shelf. They sent us this Slab Shelf thing. I was actually interacting with them on Twitter, and I thought it was pretty cool. And they said, hey, we'll send you one of these. Check it out. So it holds 8 traditional slabs. So I know I have a problem displaying my card sometimes, whether I want it on my desk or on my wall. It's really hard to display my card. So Slab Shelf makes it easy. You can actually put it in your wall as well. It's got holes already built in. Or you can just have it freestanding on your desk. So definitely Google them, Slab Shelf. Check out their Twitter. Pretty cool stuff. Very easy to put together. And I suck at putting things together because IKEA, I don't want to go there because I don't want to have to put anything together. Living Spaces has kind of been my jam on some of my furniture or higher end furniture if I don't need to put it together. But Slab Shelf, very easy to put together.
Is that an ad for Living Spaces?
Living Spaces.
I mean, you threw that in there.
And Slab Shelf didn't even pay me. I just gave him an advertisement. So
no, I actually.
If anybody wants to send me free stuff, we'll talk about stuff on the show.
I was actually there when you put it together. And at first I was like, assembly required. Uh oh. But no, it actually, everything just snaps into place.
Yeah.
It was actually pretty cool. Pretty cool. I'm into it.
Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, sometimes it's hard to figure out how you're going to put your cards on display. So that was an easy solution that they came up with to a problem. So I like it. But let's get into some of our first topics here. Party time. You see this guy's having a good time. It's about that time of year where we have some parties, some holiday parties, some weddings. I know Dan just got back from a wedding, maybe Christmas. People like to party. I wanted to ask you guys before I get into it, which athlete would you like to party with? Who would make your top five or your top one?
Johnny Manziel.
It's a former athlete, right?
Johnny Manziel. Maybe Hunter Pence. Hunter Pence sounds like – it seems like he'd be a good time. Brian Wilson.
Most people might not know who Hunter Pence is. He used to play for the Giants.
Brian Wilson. Really?
Former
Dodger.
C-Rat, what are you thinking? Who would you party with? Any athlete, retired or active? Eli looks like he's having a pretty good time in this photo.
Is that Eli?
It is. It's a little bit of a blurry photo, but.
What? Oh, you mean the next one. Okay.
I was like. Oh, check it out. In the beam.
Oh, yeah. Shoot, man.
Derek Carr? I don't think he drinks, so.
No. Derek don't look like he party, bro, honestly.
Aaron Rodgers,
nah. I'll probably party with Klay Thompson, bro.
I was going to say Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson would be pretty good.
There's no NFL players or anything that you could think of?
NFL players? Damn, who do like they like
Gronk?
You know what? You know what's interesting now that like
Gronk would be fun.
Gronk.
Now that you know, obviously Mojo has a friendship with
Joe Staley.
Like, like just being around like actual athlete that's you know played professionally. It kind of changes your view a little bit, right? Like you start seeing like the not just the player, but like the more like the human, right? So like I imagine a bunch of them are fun like that. That's how I see them now. Because like obviously they enjoy what they love what they're doing, you know, professional athletes, and then they just are able to do what they want, kind of in a way outside of whatever their sport is, and just be themselves. So I would imagine a lot of these football guys are actually pretty cool to hang out with.
How about Jordan?
Well, I actually wanted to stop you because you actually named my next slide, because Golden Auctions, our friends at Golden Auctions, they are giving away via auction a Rob Gronkowski pool party experience.
Yeah.
Starting bid. There's already one bid on it right now. $5,000 right now. $5,000. It ends in 10 days. But it says, do you think you have what it takes to party with Rob Gronkowski and Camille Kostick? Which I believe is his girlfriend. I'm not sure. I could Google it, but I think that might be his girlfriend.
You know what's interesting about this? So we all see how crazy Gronk is, right? We see the commercials. We see the interviews. We see him at the games and stuff. We know Gronk likes the party, obviously, right? But what's interesting is that
he had TB12 almost throw the trophy into the water there. He was stumbling out. So
yeah,
got him to party.
So like, what's interesting is that he's outwardly about it, but a lot of football guys are not outwardly like that. But they actually are like a super fun time. Like I'm talking about like Staley, like when we hang out with Staley, like he's super fun to be around. So
Richard Sherman, maybe?
Ooh, Richard Sherman.
Party with Richard Sherman.
About that, man.
Jared Goff.
Jared Goff. He'd wear his jersey. He'd wear his jersey out to the bar. But I thought this was interesting because this is Golden Auctions, known for high-end cards and a little bit of memorabilia. But they are offering an experience, and I was trying to find some details on it. Like, if you win, is it just you and them two, or is there more people involved?
So you're the third wheel?
You're the third wheel, yeah. And how long is it? Is it an hour? Is it 2 hours? Is it a whole night?
Is it where?
Exactly. I don't know. I mean,
like their backyard?
Could be.
You're showing up. You're all here for the party.
And then maybe you get they must have a bunk bed there for you, or a bed, some kind of cot. Someplace?
Nah, they're gonna be some like, comma? you better call an Uber, get out of here.
But there's somebody that bid on it so far. Is somebody that maybe can bid on it? I don't know. But somebody bid $5,000 to experience a pool party. Now I want to know: are they bringing the flamingo? Is that part of it too? Is that including the price? The flamingo that I could possibly sit in, put a cheek in.
You got to figure it's somebody that's definitely most likely either a Tampa Bay fan, a Patriot fan, or a Gronk fan already, right?
Was just a guy that likes to party.
Yeah, because he went to Arizona, right?
I know he's done another party in Arizona because I Googled it to see if there's anybody else offering this. And there's been past parties, and one of them was in Arizona.
Mm.
His reply was he picked Arizona because he likes boobies, apparently. So that was probably before he was
classy
with Camille Kostick there. But yeah, I thought it was interesting that Golden Auctions is going after the experiences as opposed to the cards and the memorabilia and the sports stuff.
I've heard a manufacturer say that before.
What?
Experiences, events.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, maybe you want to drop your bid, party with Gronk. I mean, how much do you think that thing goes to? How much is it worth to party with Gronk? And I also want to know, is that alcohol included?
I'd say 21 grand.
21 grand?
21 grand.
Drop it. I think you'll win.
I think, again, that does, if you can bring, like, another person or say you bring four people, the details. I need to know the details here, but
yeah, and maybe, I think it goes, I didn't look the right place, but
I think it goes a little bit north of 20 grand.
Wow. I think you would win. Just drop that bid. You might be able to party.
Sounds like a great time.
Yeah. I mean, is he going to be in the water like that too?
Like, should we bid on it and Mojo Break and go have a pool party if they allow us to bring like four people?
Do it for the content.
What about the whole company?
We only bring four people.
Now, what if it's only Speedos required? Would you still go?
Yeah, sure.
Borat style. No. Speedos. Yeah, I'll never wear a Speedo in my life.
Whoa.
Yeah, the next slide. Just a little shout out to PS. I know you guys that are listening to all the audio, which most of you guys digested this way. Lameme James, king of memes out there on Instagram. Make sure you follow him if you're not already. But a PSA 9 compared to a BGS 9. You got PSA 9, Jennifer Aniston, and PSA and BGS 9.
Wait, before you. I know who that is. Did you know who that was before?
Yes.
You did?
I did.
I don't know.
You don't know who that is.
Iggy, right?
It's Iggy Pop.
Yeah. Mm. Former rocker, or a current rocker, I guess, Iggy Pop. I guess you're never a former rocker.
Yeah.
But he's wearing like the same outfit and has the same hairstyle as Jennifer Aniston, so it's a very clever meme.
They look like they can be related.
Might be their dad. I don't know. Could be. Speaking of Jennifer Aniston, I know we're getting a little off topic here, but if you have a chance, Google Jennifer Aniston and David Letterman, and it's like probably when Friends was at its heyday. She was on there, and he was like, "This is going to be weird, but I want to taste your hair." And he went behind her and put her hair in his mouth. I was like, "That won't happen nowadays.
Nope.
Never.
Nope.
It will not happen at all." Literally, it was the weirdest thing I'd ever seen. It's creepy. But it was floating around there.
Maybe he had a bet. Maybe it was a bet.
Might have been a bet. Maybe it was a bet. She seemed okay with it, so I guess that's all that matters. But so here's a picture of some Luka Doncic cards. This is one of our topics for the day. Luka apparently did a signing in, I don't know where. I think it was a sneaker shop. But it was Card Porn that put this story on Instagram. Those autos were witnessed and signed by Luka, which is the ever so controversial Lulu. So that was physically witnessed to be signed by Luka. And yeah, you can see right there he's signing it in the next photo. So apparently he has two different style of autos. So the conspiracy theorist somewhat put to bed here on the situation. People that have those NTRPAs, I know C-Rad pulled one number to five, they can rest easy knowing that it wasn't his mom that signed it, because apparently he signs his auto two different ways.
Yep, and I think we were talking about it before, that this hobby and this industry loves a good conspiracy. And with Twitter, you know, somebody posts something, it gets shared, gets retweeted, people like it, other people start talking about it, and then all of a sudden it snowballs into the truth. And now, like, we have to try to prove that it's not true.
Yeah.
I remember talking about this. I remember talking about the LaMelo Ball, and I'm like, this is all speculation. There is no truth to this. Just because somebody put it on the internet and it got retweeted by somebody or liked by somebody, you can't take that as the straight truth.
And you know what? It's funny that you mention that, because in every other kind of industry, usually stuff like this gets squashed right away. But because the manufacturers really don't have a voice, I mean, they do, and they don't, but they don't want to say anything, that like a meme account or a big Instagrammer puts it out there, like what happened with LaMelo Ball, mm-hmm. what also happened with a Lulu, and then 50,000 people like it, and then they see it, and then that's the truth. Now.
It's the truth. It becomes the truth.
Yep.
And, I mean, what would you recommend from a manufacturer's standpoint? How do you handle that? Because if you come out and you're like, I mean, you already have what's on the back of the card, what's on the front of the card, all the legal mumbo jumbo, and you've basically had these athletes sign contracts. So, like, coming out and being like, look, we know this is not correct. We know Luka signed these. But that also doesn't look good for Luka and his team, that you're having to come out and like kind of question and prove.
Right.
Like you don't want to have that relationship with your athletes who work for you and sign for you and all that stuff.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, because you could run the risk that somebody buys the license out from underneath you too. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, yeah, that can happen. That can happen.
Oh my God!
But I mean, that's the whole thing. Like,
yeah, we talked about this.
Yeah,
a lot on the show. This specifically the Lulu signature. We talked about this a lot.
Yeah.
So it's nice. Well, what's crazy is that we all know this. There's people that are still gonna always believe that that's his mom's signature, even with the evidence right in front of their face.
They're gonna be like people that are like, oh, he wore his mom wore him in a suit, or
they're gonna be. I saw the comments. They were like, Oh, so, yeah, I mean, it's easy for him to do the Lulu signature when he only has to sign two things, but when it's, like, thousands of signatures, I'm sure he
No, the conspiracy is that, no, he knew about the conspiracy, so he signed the Lulu to prove the conspiracy wrong.
Right.
But it's right.
Like, you won't convince people who are already convinced. You know what I mean?
Those are the people
even with the evidence, like, literally right in front of their face, he's signing Lulu at this card shop in front of other people.
Those are generally the people who don't have any Luca autos.
I was actually waiting because the photo, which is the next photo of him bending down and signing, I was waiting for somebody to be like, there's no video. He could have signed it differently, and then you showed a different card.
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, like the R. Kelly, Dave Chappelle. Did you get a video of me doing it? Yeah. Was it me? You know?
Exactly.
So I was waiting for that. But, yeah, I mean, it's funny. It seems like a lot of card collectors love a good conspiracy. And I love a good conspiracy theory, too. But, you know, I like to look at both sides of it and not come to a conclusion until I have proof, right? So, yeah, there was two different styles of autos, and there still is two separate styles of autos.
But, yep. I mean, and the same thing with LaMelo Ball. His early autos are completely different than his new autos.
Actually,
but you can go through a lot of athletes. We talked about Bryce Harper. He changed his autograph. The list goes on and on and on.
Actually, you know what? I just came up with why it happened. They signed with both hands.
He what?
At the same time?
Oh, he signed with both hands.
Yeah, the right-handed auto.
At the same time like this?
Do that again?
Nope.
So he's ambidextrous, man. Him and LaMelo, man. It's like, you know, you just double the autos, make money that much faster, right? I mean, yeah.
I'm you know, now I'm like,
I wasn't serious with my response.
Now I'm extra happy that the people who do have those NTRPAs, they can go to sleep resting easy, know that that's an official Lulu auto right there.
But even if it wasn't, it doesn't matter. That's the funny thing.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at all. It's like it's what people don't understand, like all these people that are on these forums or on Instagram and they're all complaining about these jerseys now. It's like it doesn't matter. The jersey didn't matter if they bought it from Kmart, if it was game worn, if it was player worn, if it was just a patch that was made. It doesn't matter.
I saw your interaction. The was it the Mac Jones with the rookie?
Oh God!
Oh, I had to explain to people. Oh, I had to explain to people on the stream too.
We've been explaining that for like 8 years.
I know, but that one slid into your DMs.
Yeah. Oh. Well, actually, you know what? There's a feature on Instagram that I'm replying to people privately somehow. Even though I see them and I hit reply, I must not know the Instagram workings. But then I'm like, I sent them a private message. I'm like, I want to put it in public. Because I was replying to him in public, so everybody else would see it.
Yeah, but it was in the DMs.
So for those that are wondering what we're talking about, there is an Origins product, which actually we talked about last week. There's books in Origin. One side's an auto on card. One side of the book is a patch, and it was Mac Jones, and it had a K. Obviously, Jones and Mac doesn't have a K in it. Well, what it is they wear jerseys that say rookie on the back. So they can reuse those jerseys every year. They don't have to worry about who got picked. They can kind of get them out quicker. Mm-hmm. And the jerseys usually have 88 as well. So the 8s have the most patch breaks, so it makes better patch cards. So they're essentially, these guys are wearing number 88 that says rookie on the back. But every year, there's new collectors that come in this hobby, and they're like, oh, what happened? I'm so smart.
There's no K in Jones.
No K. It's like, geez, guys. And then it's just like, but then it all, oh, it's not game worn anywhere. So blah, 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 blah. You know, it's just like all the rumblings. It's like, it doesn't matter.
How would you get it? So generally the rookie photo shoot is, what, in June? If I'm not mistaken, May, June, something like that.
Even if the rookie photo shoot was,
how are you going to get, how are you going to get a game used?
Exactly.
Well, yeah, I haven't played in a game.
I think some of these people think that they sit at the stadium. Panini goes to every game, have 32 16 representatives.
But these are rookies, though. They haven't even played
exactly.
in a game.
No, I'm thinking, well, because the product comes out after the first game's played. So they're just.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So basically, I mean, we're talking like week two.
Yeah.
We're like, hey, Mac, let me get that jersey right now.
I need that. I got to make a card.
I got a product that comes out next
week. Okay. I got a product. I got to cut it up right now.
I mean, and I don't want to break people's hearts. And I don't know if this is fact, but they probably didn't even wear the rookie jerseys.
Yeah, honestly.
They probably didn't put them on. So who cares? It's a collectible.
Well, I mean,
art.
There wasn't a conventional rookie photo shoot.
Right.
There hasn't been for I think the last one would have been 19.
Yeah, that was the last convention.
That was the last conventional, like, at a stadium rookie photo shoot. I don't know how Panini did it last year. I have no idea.
Right.
But products came out. They sold great. The secondary market did well on them. The singles did well. So they did something okay.
Yeah.
And then,
I mean,
and then this year, they didn't have a, I think they had the Collegiate Bowl, but it wasn't similar to how it was the previous years
right.
that they've had it. So, I don't know. I mean, would you prefer them to not have jerseys in the cards?
I guess some people would, or they, you know, just people want to complain about.
Like, what do you want? You, I mean, the product comes out before these players even play a game. How do you get game used jerseys when they have not played in a game yet?
It's impossible. Literally impossible.
I mean, it takes a while to put these products together. I believe it does.
Yeah.
I mean, at least 6 months to put together a product, right?
Yeah.
With development and acquiring content, autos, jerseys, getting together with the printing facility, all that stuff. So
yeah, they have to be mindful of getting those out. And let's just face it, going forward, and when things change with Fanatics, things might change, but I guarantee you that most of your jersey pieces will not be game worn. 99%, let's say 90% of the product. I know they still have some products that will be for the vets, but any rookie content will not be game used, except with the exception of possibly Flawless.
Flawless, and
not
why,
all the players are game used.
And why
point.
Is that in Flawless? Because that is the
top
last
of the
product of the year.
Yeah,
generally.
Yeah, and they've had, and right now we're, and that's another thing. People complaining, oh, why are we really? The 21-22 season starting. Why are we still having 2021 products? Well, we still have Flawless probably like 3-4 months from now still.
I don't even think Flawless come out until like January, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. So we still got to – so that gives them some time to get the jerseys from their rookie year and put them in cards. So we were on the topic of basketball. I wanted to get into a little guide that I created and look over some numbers for the last 3 years of Prizm Silver rookies. Now, I know Silver somehow somewhat on the more expensive side. But I like that they have a little bit more less pop than obviously the base. So it's a little less volatile in my opinion. It's a little higher buy-in, but you can look at some of these pops and you can understand that you're a little bit safer on an investment with these. So I wanted to look at some of these prices, which there's some info here that kind of blew my mind and we'll discuss. But I would start with the 18-19 year. So you got Luka, and these are, I tried my best to get all PSA 10s. Obviously with LaMelo, it was tough to find data on that. But Luka Doncic Gem 10 PSA sold for $6,499 recently, and it has a population report of 2,085. Population meaning how many are graded at that grade in the PSA pop report. Trae Young, Silver Prizm, Gem 10, $1,600. With a little bit more on the pop compared to Luka, 2,123 PSA 10 silvers. So then you go to Zion. And you have a Zion Gem 10 Silver Prizm, 3,466, with a population of 1,347.
It's interesting that it's less.
And that's what I was going to discuss. And then you look at a Ja Morant, which is 1,785 with 1,100 pop. So there's almost double Trae Young and Luka. So that just tells me they were a lot easier on the grading in the 18-19 season because they weren't as busy and they weren't getting as many cards.
Exactly.
So they've changed the way they've graded. That's what that tells me in numbers. Because there has to be more Ja Morant and Zion Williamson
that were sent
silvers because there was more SKUs.
Because people were sending them like crazy last year.
Right. So there has to be more. They're just giving out more 8s and 9s than they were giving out 10s.
So did you look at the 9s?
I didn't, but I could only imagine that there's more.
There's probably more 9s, yeah.
Yeah, and then you go to LaMelo. This was kind of crazy. So a raw silver of LaMelo recently sold for $222 for a raw silver, right? A PSA 10, which a pop report of 24, only because it costs $300 minimum to send one in, sold for $4,349. So I was like, man, I'm going to buy some and send them in because I could appreciate my $200. I could turn it into $4,000 until I figured out a 9 goes for $391. So big jump. from a 9 PSA silver, which I think that's a solid buy at $391 for a silver.
I agree.
Mellow, but there's only 126 in the pop on that, and there's only 24 tens. So you were right. See, there's 20% less. There's only 20% of the tens compared to the nines. So they're giving out a lot more nines, right? But that's crazy. $222 for a raw, and there was a few of them that sold at that price.
Yeah.
That is an insane.
It's probably like really, really obviously bad centering if they're selling for like that, for like probably the 200 range, I would imagine.
Maybe. So I wanted to ask you guys, out of all these.
I could look at the one that you have the photo up there right now, and that centering is pretty obvious. Straightforward and obvious that.
Yeah, it's not going to grade well.
It's like 70-30.
Yeah, there's 80, definitely 20. A lot more on the bottom there too.
Yeah. I mean, look at that left to right.
So out of all of these guys that we mentioned, these are the last 3 years. We looked at the top two big names. Actually, I'm sorry. There's one more to look at. There is Ant Edwards. So a raw, surprisingly, a raw Ant Edwards, and you guys could be onto something with the centering, $279 for a raw, so outsold to LaMelo. But a silver PSA 10 Ant Edwards, $1,559.
That's interesting.
With a higher pop, too, 114 pop on the Edwards. So, which is confusing to me, because why was there only 24 LaMelo? So are people sending in more Edwards than they are LaMelo, or are they just giving more generous grades for the Edwards? It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, those are low numbers, so it's hard to really kind of digest that. But out of all these guys mentioned over the last 3 years, because these are the two biggest guys of each class, who do you think is undervalued and who's a good buy at this point?
I think LaMelo.
The LaMelo nines.
The LaMelo nines.
Yeah.
Or the raw. But yeah, LaMelo nines. Trae Young. I still think Trae Young is undervalued.
I think Zion.
You think Zion at 3,000?
At 33. At 34. They sell for around 3 to 34. Yeah. I've been watching them.
I think Ja's a little undervalued.
Well, Trae Young's the cheapest, and he probably had the best playoff performance last year, right? I mean, that's what's crazy is Trae Young gets no love. I don't know what it is. Is it his hair? Is it his size?
I think because he plays the villain. So like half the people who watch basketball probably don't like him.
Ah,
because yeah, he took that villain role, which will help him out in his career, right? Because he can be like, he can bask in the glory when he kills these teams, right? But like half the fan base probably won't like you because for doing that, you know, like for like showboating when you're like beating a team like that.
I don't think he showboats more than like Luka or Zion or anything like
that. I think he relishes in it a little bit more.
Or Steph. Yeah.
Steph will dance and he'll like do all his little poses and stuff. But Trae Young will like look at the crowd and start like, you know, dancing on them and, you know what I mean, tell them to be quiet and all this stuff.
It's good for basketball.
I mean, does the team have anything to do? Well, I mean, all these teams are, you know, kind of hurting for a championship, right? I mean,
yeah.
Dallas had one with Dirk, but, I mean, the Hawks haven't been in a while, and Pelicans have never been. And
well, the Hawks the got
Grizzlies
to the,
haven't really been.
They got the Eastern Conference Finals, didn't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think.
And I think their team is up and coming. Mm-hmm. I think you give, I mean, even like John Collins like had a heck of a year. They're putting the pieces together, so they might actually be one of the favorites going into the season for the East.
It has to be his prices have to be because, like I was saying, like I think he, you know, as amazing as he plays, like it is, like I think it is that people are looking at him like I can't stand this guy, especially when they play against, like when he plays against their team. Whatever that reason is, maybe like you said, his hair, his way he showboats, whatever it is, like people don't gravitate towards him even though he's a great player.
Yeah, it's just confusing to me. I mean, the guy that's the most established in the league, in my opinion, because I mean, you can't really Luka, I don't know if that's a great investment. I mean, it's pretty high, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you want it and you believe in him, then you buy that card. But I mean, at $1,600, I think Trae Young, but he's just never really went up. It's just really confusing to me.
Yeah, it's got to be the personality, because a lot of these other guys, they just like pretty much just get to business, right? Like Luka, he just kills you on the court and just like goes home and then comes back and kills you again.
And he hits on lady refs, apparently.
Oh, he does?
Well, he had that one where he smiled at her or something like that.
Feels good, baby.
I mean, and I think a few guys that we don't have on this list that I'm interested in buying, and I know he's already gone up a little bit, is Jordan Poole. I think we got to watch out for Jordan
Poole. Oh,
of course. Poole.
Yeah, as a Warrior fan, that makes you so happy.
Because he's going to play instead of Clay, right? He's going to be in the lineup.
Let's get this into the regular season before we start crown.
Well, he looked good in the playoff game.
He looked good in the playoffs, but he was already up and coming last year. Like, he was a revelation for us last year. The fact that he was playing so well, like, nobody expected him to be that good last year, because he was just like, he was kind of like the afterthought draft pick, right? Like, nobody really expected anything of him. After
not quite sold on him yet.
Yeah.
Now, do we think analyzing? You know,
need to get some shorts there a little bit longer.
Yeah, they are though. They're a little short there. Analyze it, and that's why you don't like them. Strictly,
you know,
shorts.
I don't. The shorts that are like from 1973, old
that's
school.
That's the style.
LaMelo
though,
wears those shorts.
You don't
too.
Wear. You don't wear shorts below the knee anymore, Dan.
I do.
I'm sorry. I don't.
Like, I mean, right around the ankle.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Way down. Allen Iverson.
Super baggy. Yeah.
Allen Iverson style.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You can't do that anymore. You got to show a little bit of upper thigh, man.
No.
You know what I mean?
No. That was the best era for like basketball fashion.
I disagree.
Yep.
I disagree. Why don't you break out your Jankos?
Fab Four. Dude.
Jankos.
Yeah.
And what was that? Big dog shirts?
Wasn't there like Interstate?
Might have been Interstate.
I remember when the actual top part of the jersey started getting tighter, and I would buy jerseys, right? And I was like, "Dang, it's kind of weird. They're not as loose as they used to
be." It was the year that we did the rookie.
Nike took over.
The year we did the rookie photo shoot.
That was when they first started using the
Nike.
Yeah,
it was that was 17-18. It was the Tatum year, and that's when they switched over.
I was used to jerseys being a little bit, you know, like,
and they were like the first ones, and they were like form fitted. The shorts were still like regular size and
to the knees,
but the jerseys, I was like, man, I'm like, I remember when I like saw those come out, I'm all, that's gonna be an interesting look.
But
the shorts are getting tighter.
Well, didn't the Nike jerseys split for like the first year?
Did
the arm,
they figured
the
it
arm
out
ones,
that was I think it was like LeBron, right?
He had
like
one, always rips them. He's like, he always just rips it off.
Didn't the back of it rip somehow?
Yeah
That went to Panini for a game used jersey. But, yeah, it's interesting to see that, like, the raw silvers, I mean, $279 for Edwards and $222 for LaMelo. I wonder if that's, like, a trend where collectors are feeling like, hey, this thing's be printed a lot, you know, because we get more and more SKUs every year, and I don't expect that to change this year. There, I mean, we may have 175 different Prism parallels this year, right? We might triple
Absolutely.
I mean, we already have Fast Break and Retail and Hangers
and
Blasters.
I was telling both of you guys, I think, they went to the presses with Select for the first time ever this year. And it jumped from, I was watching the Sports Card Investor video, it jumped from like 40 parallels last year of Select to 150.
Yeah, it's definitely.
140 to 150.
Well, I mean, you know, and you could bash Panini all you want, but their time might be limited. I mean, we're going to still have some college products, and we're going to still probably have UFC. Well, maybe not UFC forever, but UFC for a little while, and the NIL stuff maybe. But, you know, if the demand's there, it's still selling. I mean, no product's gone down, right? So, I mean, you got to do what you got to do from a business standpoint. I know that doesn't help us collectors out, but
I think also – most collectors are a little bit more savvy now because, like, you know, there's so many new people.
Yeah.
So those new people last year, they're getting a little bit more savvy this year. So I think that group, as well as we've been knowing this for a long time, that the Silver Prism is, they make a lot of them, even though they're more scarce than the regular base, but they still made a lot of silvers. So I think people are being, they're being more careful in terms of just buying the raw. So like you were saying, like buying the raw silvers, like they will pay a premium if it looks centered and they could possibly get a good grade from it. But I think people are just being more smart overall in terms of Prism cards.
Where would you start? If you were starting a PC, what would you collect? Like, say tomorrow, you're like, I want to start buying some Jordan Poole cards. What are you going to buy?
You know what? With that said, I still would start at Prism. I would start with depending on what your budget is, I would start with the regular Prism base cards. Maybe pick up some, you know, some nice PSA 9s, PSA 10s of that. If you can afford it, definitely go for a silver. And then, if you could really afford it, like I would, like we always talk about, the numbered cards are the ones you really want.
Yeah, I was going to say, what if you start getting something that's like $199?
$149, $199. That's really the way you should go about it if you can afford those parallels, because you know how much they made of those, right?
So. Yep, and we do have a giveaway from last week to announce. The question was for a spot in an upcoming Mojo collection, so it'll probably be 3 or 4, depending on how soon you guys get back. And the winner is going to be Birdie B. Sims, who commented, I'd PC Kyler Betts and Lonzo Ball. Still feel like Lonzo's going to develop into a bit more of a star. So
cheap.
That's I see why you picked that one.
Yeah. I didn't pick it. It was a random. So and
totally random.
I didn't even read it until now. So but totally I do like Lonzo.
Okay, so Doug said that 3 years ago, Doug said that Lonzo Ball would be a top five player in 5 years.
Dan said Dennis Smith.
Okay, yeah. We always go back to Dennis. Okay, I got one wrong. I don't get them wrong very often, but I got one wrong. do you know what team Lonzo's on?
He's in the Bulls, and they're looking really good.
They're looking really preseason. They're looking real good.
They're looking real.
They got some young stars. Zach LaVine over there from Maroon 5.
I don't know if Zach LaVine's there.
Yeah, he is.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Patrick Williams was LaVine. Fourth pick overall last year.
The Bulls are looking good for an Eastern team for sure.
And who else did they add?
I'm excited to watch them
play. They signed another day. Eric Gordon, right? Eric Gordon.
Oh, Eric Gordon.
I think he's on there. They signed a vet.
Yeah, they had another. Yeah. They picked up another vet point guard. So that's why we were talking about Kobe White's like on a chopping block, because like he got to really prove himself this year.
Oh, that's not good.
Because they picked up a bunch of guards, and they just drafted Kobe White like 2 years ago. So
wow. Yeah, and then him and Cole Anthony, they can sign their cards together. One can sign for the other one.
But I know, dude. I know that's my favorite conspiracy. Have you heard of that one, right?
No. Oh yeah, Kobe White, the CW,
and so is Cole Anthony.
Yeah,
and they went to the same college.
Yeah,
that's one of them was signing the other's cards for about a year.
Put your tinfoil hat on. But yeah,
I can't prove this, but
I'm actually going to do another giveaway for a Mojo Collection spot for next week. I want to know who you would party with. I know we just talked about that in the last couple segments, but which athlete would you party with and why? Extra credit for those that say why they'd party with this particular athlete. So that'll be in the comments on our Mojo Break Media here page. So if you're listening on the audio, go over to Mojo Break Media. Make sure you hit subscribe and enter your comment and get a chance at winning a spot in the ever sought after Mojo Collection. Well, it's time for Mean Tweets. And I should have that same theme song that they have, but I'm going to read some of these, some of the best ones I could find, and we'll react. I think there's some good ones out there. So start with the first one. Why do we even need this? I'd rather have y'all not release a product for a month and fill my redemptions than release another overpriced collegiate product. So let's just stop. Stop. Panini can stop making products, stop the money machine, and just take care of Liam.
I've seen this cat's names like
really?
Pop up a lot.
What's
bro.
He waiting for? What's he waiting for?
He's probably waiting
LaMelo?
For a, I don't know, probably LaMelo. Why isn't every single employee at Panini America responding to emails or answering the customer service calls? At least a year since I've gotten a response to anything.
All caps.
So
next.
Every single employee down from the guys that make the basketball cards to the baseball cards. I've tried to contact all of them, it sounds like.
Every single employee.
Is he knocking on doors?
Putting in work.
He's putting in the work. I have downgraded Panini America from top 10 to top 50 companies in the world. Sorry, brothers.
That's still pretty good. Top 50. There ain't nothing bad with top 50.
Is he talking about just like in general or sports cards?
No, I think it's in general. I think that's a great job. Great job, Panini.
It's all right behind Apple, Google,
top
eBay,
50.
PayPal,
I mean,
Tesla.
To think they were a top
Starbucks.
10.
I know, man. He's all Bank cards. Of America moved in, like Stash, they moved in on you.
Yep.
Downgraded Panini America from my top 10 to top. That totally reminds me of basketball. If you rip on me 14 or 15 more times, I'm out of here.
Yep. That's a great one.
Please explain. This is obviously tops. Please explain your Bowman Chrome X. Please explain your Bowman Chrome X Chrome release. $200 for a single card? No auto? LOL. You guys are robbing people.
I would.
Glad
love,
you guys lost your contract.
I would love for Panini to respond to that one. It would just with a no.
Well, this
Wait,
is
no.
tops.
Like I know. Oh, this is tops.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was actually somebody tweeting out Panini about their Bowman X Chrome release.
No.
I was
going to
be like,
there's a few tops.
Oh, please, Panini, respond to it.
That would be hilarious if Panini did jump in on Topps' tweets. But
well, that product, there was no auto before.
But it's a graded card.
It used to be a graded card.
Oh, it's not graded anymore?
Not graded anymore.
Well, I guess they're robbing people.
It would be a very it'd be difficult to get it graded, right? There's a slight backlog
now. I didn't buy any this year.
Yeah, and Topps probably ain't paying one.
We got one coming.
Oh, you got one?
From the Montgomery Club.
Was it $200?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, I got some. I forgot to tell you to get some Ben Baller, Big Baller.
I got three.
I got three as well.
Yeah.
Heard they're available. I heard they're available all day long.
Oh, I got Montgomery Club. Got right in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again,
me too.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, hey, you too. I submitted a request after I paid for 6 boxes and received 1 box in a bubble mailer, and all the cards were damaged because, you know, putting a box of cards in a bubble mailer is completely professional. Only breakers get attention because it stuffs their pockets. Want to know more? Question. Smiley face. Oh, wait. That's an emoji of I'm covering my mouth.
Like he's going to tell a secret or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he's exposing the industry.
It's true. We get all the good stuff. Breakers.
There we go with that conspiracy talk again.
This was on a Tomps Facebook post when they were at Comic-Con, and there was a breaker that was doing some stuff for him. Our boys.
Yeah.
Real breaks.
Yeah.
So only real breaks, and people that work for Tomps get the good stuff. With the common guy like Nathan, he gets nothing. Do you see all the comments about unfulfilled redemptions? What the F are you people doing? I'm waiting in on a replacement for a damaged Luka auto and a Bagley rookie card auto for over 2 years. The Luka was a $300 card when I sent it back. It's worth over $3,000, but mofos just love to tell us all about these goddamn new redemptions being filled. It's like you serve us a plate of dog shit and try to pretend it's a nice lobster dinner.
Damn, Denny.
This is an exhausting segment.
Oh, man. Don't send your card in for a replacement. The moral of the story, just whatever way your card comes out, you deal with it.
Yeah, you're kind of playing.
It honestly depends on how bad the card, like the damage was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we hear that story all the time. And, like, what justifies a damaged card? Like, if it's off-centered, do you consider that a damaged card? I don't.
No.
Do you consider that a damaged card?
No. And that's interesting because somebody in the chat asked me about that this week, and I said, bro, I told them, like, you can try, and they may do it, but I haven't really heard of anybody sending in a card for centering issues.
Yeah, I think it has to be obvious, like, damage,
like peeling
to the card.
Of the peeling face of the card.
Like we've seen some of the peeling of foil, but like the acetate that they put on the back of the card. We've seen that peel up. Print lines, I also don't. I wouldn't consider a damaged card.
Yeah.
Print lines happen. I know it sucks. But yeah. Like, I don't know if
it's part of the charm of getting a good card.
I mean, the whole thing is that, like, that's why grading companies exist.
Yep.
Because you got the you.
And this was a reply.
They all can't be tens.
You got cards that look better than this. Yep.
Are corners smashed? Are any lines across the card? Is this product $300 trillion? Also, is this a product only available for Hollywood or mom and pop shops can get them? ? Asking for a friend. Nice picks. All over the place on that one. Let's unpack that.
That's a lot going on. So
I think this guy was on some uppers.
So yeah,
right. They wrote this out.
$3 trillion.
$300 trillion.
$300 trillion.
Yeah, I get it right.
Yeah. Sorry.
Is that more than billions?
Yeah.
Is that the next step above billion?
Yeah, billion, trillion.
Is Jeff Bezos even worth trillions of dollars?
No, but that product is. Only available for Hollywood. What's up, Hollywood?
Hey, well, we're pretty close.
Yeah, we're pretty close to Hollywood.
Go get it. So Mitch from Bullpen, it's only available there.
I know he's exaggerating, but bro, if the richest man in the world is not even worth $1 trillion, why would this product be worth $300 trillion?
But he's asking for a friend, so his friend's very demanding as well. But
Hollywood. I love the Hollywood. That's... That's good. That's a good one.
I don't know why it reminds me, like what he says, nice picks. It almost reminds me of, and people probably won't know this, but there was a ICP diss song on Eminem.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it's like a diss. He's like, thanks for the support. Nice ass. And like that's how I feel like the nice picks is at the end. It's like, thanks for the support. Nice picks. It's like the same. Shout out to anybody that knows that what I'm talking about too. There's probably going to be zero of you guys that know what I'm talking
there
about.
There will be zero.
This is in caps. What? It was a picture of a LaMelo card that was live. What about LaMelo? Y'all got him to sign for NT, but nothing else. And then he changes into lowercase after that. Blows my mind. I just sit 120 days on my redeem, and all they do is ask you if you want to wait again or get points or a replacement. I really want that LaMelo auto, but I doubt it'll be done before Panini's done and out in 5 years. Sad.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, the sad. Heck of an acronym there at the end. I think he just actually meant sad, though.
I think he did. I don't think he knows the acronym.
Yeah, no.
Everybody knows the acronym. Extra points.
Actually, nobody knows the acronym.
No.
But, actually, only people in this room.
120 days on my redeem.
On my redeem. Yeah, I mean, we talk about it all the time. Manufacturers, they don't want to put redemptions in. It's not in their best interest. It is the nature of being a card manufacturer. Are you going to release said product and not put LaMelo in the product?
No.
You have to, right?
Yeah.
Or it'd have to be Obsidian Basketball without LaMelo. And I would have to say that on the front.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's certain players that are going to be redemptions. And as a collector, you would prefer them to be redemptions than be scrapped from the product.
Right. And I always tell people if you love LaMelo and you want to keep the card, redeem it. If you're looking for value, sell the redemption.
Sell the redemption.
Don't wait for it and then sell it in hopes that you might get a sick patch or a mojo hit.
Mojo hit.
With a Z.
Let me ask you guys, because Fanatics is taking over, because the deal now is with that.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah, I'm not. I wouldn't jump into
that. Not giving
that.
Up
yeah,
hope, you, man.
You don't know.
But I'm saying, like, do you foresee them possibly getting the redemptions in faster because they have like deals? The players in the league are getting a bigger percentage.
I would think so.
But you would hope so. But the players are still going to be in their routine and they're still going to be busy.
Do you think there's going to be more pressure from the actual league itself?
Or maybe you have more people from said manufacturer going out to the stadiums and maybe having a workaround where they can do a signing.
They're actually going to be sending more people out.
Like maybe. I mean, I don't know, but I'd say like maybe if they had more staff to do something like that, then redemptions wouldn't be as many.
I mean,
of them.
There could be, and sometimes money doesn't matter to the bigger athletes, but it could be a situation because the athletes are getting a percentage of the payout now that maybe they just don't get paid until like maybe
when we talked about before when we said
like Panini can't do anything because blah 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 blah. Well, Fanatics might be able to do these things,
but I still think that most of the content for autograph signings is going to happen during the off season. For all these players. I mean, for football, it's tough to get a football player to basically sign during the football season.
Right. He's training. He's getting ready for the game.
Same thing with basketball. So I think we're still going to run into those obstacles, and there's still going to be redemptions. But like I was saying before, if they have larger staff that can go out to all these venues to get the players to sign either before the game or after the game, then it would definitely help with the redemption, or in this case, the redeem.
That's one aspect of the hobby I hope to see improved under Fanatics. You know what I mean? I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful of the whole thing.
I'm not giving any kudos to any of the customer service departments here. They could be better. Our customer service department could be better. But, you know, it's an overwhelmingly amount of requests from these manufacturers that they've almost gotten numb to it.
You try to get better. We try really hard.
We try really hard.
You can always get better.
I wanted to go over a few new releases that are coming out in the next few weeks. I was surprised that they're making Mosaic Baseball a standalone product.
No, I'm not.
I mean, I'm not surprised, but I'm also, I mean, I don't want to rip on it before I see it, but like, We're in a rookie class right now that's a little underwhelming, safe to say, for baseball, right? Everybody's still hooked on Wander, who doesn't have a rookie card. I mean, he may have one in Mosaic. He doesn't have it with Topps. Joe Adell didn't really perform yet. Mountcastle's doing decently, but it seems like people aren't paying for his rookie cards. Because I look at Spectra, and I look at Prism, and I look at Select. I think Select's probably my favorite baseball product of the year so far. But I just don't feel the chase out of this.
I mean, we've gone down this road a lot, right? If a standalone product comes out and it's successful in one category, and then it's successful in another category, like Mosaic, basketball, very popular, football was very popular, it was only a matter of time for it to be a baseball
release. Yeah, I mean, I agree, but they don't have the license, so I think it's dead at the door.
Yeah, and we talk about it all the time. The parallels, the numbered parallels for baseball still don't sell for as much as football, basketball, soccer. I mean, it's just
anything,
not
really.
it's not there yet.
Yeah.
But I'm not surprised. I mean, I wasn't surprised at Spectra either. I think if it's successful in a certain category,
I wasn't surprised with Spectra, but I know where we talk about the money machine has to roll, so it's easy to just use these designs. But I'm trying not to be pessimistic on this release, but I kind of am, you know. So
it's only coming out at $190.
Only, yeah. We'll see.
I don't know of how many releases I've seen that have been less than $200.
That's true. That's a good point. That is a good point. We also have
what a time
in the baseball category. We also have Five Star coming out, which is $249 a box.
Two cards
on a retailer. Yeah, you get a lot more cards in Mosaic.
You get two if same configuration, right? Two cards.
Yeah. And let's play a little impromptu.
It's $125 a card, Doug.
Guess that price on 2021 Absolute Football Hobby Box on a major retailer's pre-sale.
$850.
Based on what everything else has been coming out on, I will say Absolute. $950.
$724. You guys should run to the big online retailer and buy up all their stock because you thought it was more than what they have it at. So $724 currently for Absolute Football. But you do have the Kabooms that do well. I mean, I'm assuming they are in here. And then do they have the glass cards in football? I don't think they do.
No, but for some reason.
You got the RPA, the tools of the trade,
I'll
right?
I'll say this. For Absolute, in terms of Absolute Football every single year.
It's a solid release.
They for some reason, it's always usually pretty loaded.
Yeah.
But like amongst the other products.
But it's one of those standard releases, right? You see Absolute every year.
And people like it. People really
used,
like
if it. I'm not mistaken, it used to be Playoff Absolute way back in the day.
Yep. Well, that is it for the show today, guys. Make sure you follow Mojo Break M on Twitter at Mojo Break M. Make sure you hit subscribe on our Mojo Break Media YouTube. If you're into breaks, we got the new Mojo collection coming out Friday. MojoBreak.com, where everything's scheduled, everything's guaranteed to fill. A wide variety of styles of breaks of all sports, UFC, soccer, and hockey as well. And be sure to tune in to next week's show, which will be episode 210. We'll see you guys next week. Peace out.